Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
Good evening. My name is Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio, and it's July 6, 2015. I thank whoever's listening in tonight. This was a show that I put together rather quickly. I didn't really advertise it too much or put it out there. I'm new to this, and I am just learning this Blog Talk thing. But I'm going to assure you, as I sit here tonight on July 6, 2015, I will have one of the most popular shows within a year on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to examine and talk about the most important topics that everyday Americans are discussing in the country today and around the globe. And we're going to address these subjects. We're going to take these subjects head on. We're going to invite guests on. We're going to put guests on the spot. We're going to invite friends. We're going to invite family. And we're going to take these subjects on, and we're going to try to help our fellow brother out, our brother and sister, excuse me. We're going to help our fellow American out. Because we need an awakening in America today. We are in trouble, folks. And alternative media, internet radio, and shows such as this, and you know these avenues we are allowed to participate in today, is a perfect avenue to get the real information out and across the globe. And we have this opportunity. We should all be participating and these alternative media outlets we have, Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of us out there who have very important information to share on the internet, but yet we stay silent. Instead, we're watching TV, or we're out at the bar, or we're doing something that has no product positive influence in society today. And what we want to do is, for this particular show, excuse me, and we want to pull people in and give them the platform to speak their knowledge and their expertise to help others. You know, we see what's going on out there every day. And those of you who are turning on the TV tonight, you can see what is wrong with our country, obviously. Otherwise, you have a lobotomy or something, or you just don't care, or you're so wrapped up in your little bubble of your life that you just can't really see the truth. And that's what we're going to bring to you on this show. And, you know, the most important topic out there today, it seems, which it really should not be, Confederate flag. You know, we have much more pressing issues than the Confederate flag. However, you know, it's in the news media and everybody's talking about it. So I've taken 30 minutes out of my time tonight to address the subject of the Confederate flag. And this show will be archived. And I'm going to try to put as much as I can out there within these 30 minutes about the Confederate flag. Because, you know, we could talk about this all night, you know, until we're blue in the face. But however, I'm going to put the most important facts out there. Let me tell you something right now. If you think the Confederate flag represents slavery or oppression or a symbolism of hate, then you are very badly deceived. Now, I understand that slavery is a very touchy subject in this country today. However, the Confederate flag had nothing to do with slavery, I assure you. And really, all you have to do is go to your local library and read the history books. And you know what? You don't even have to do that today. You have the internet. Look it up on the internet. Look up the truth about the Confederate flag. You will see that this flag has no bearing or influence or symbolization of slavery. For goodness sake, they used it in a comedy TV show, the Dukes of Hazzard. Again, I mean, was there slave? Did the Dukes of Hazzard? Did the Duke and Beau own slaves? No, obviously, correct? Okay, and they had it on the hood of their car. Were they dressing up in white robes, putting on hoods, and marching in the Ku Klux Klan in the middle of the night? No, okay. I mean, so obviously, come on. Some sicko in South Carolina, supposedly, I wasn't there, but some sicko apparently adopted the Confederate flag as a symbol somehow, some way. Still, really, I don't see how he did or how he did it, but I guess he had a South African flag on his jacket in several photos. I didn't see a Confederate flag. I could be wrong, though, but he adopted the Confederate flag as a symbol, and he went and murdered 9 innocent people for no reason. And these were, look, these were good people. It's not like this is a controversial murder or killing here. This was unjustified. These people were good people in society. Church, Bible-believing people. People in the community who helped one another, helped others less fortunate. They helped him, the murderer. You know, they took him into the church. You know, he was at the Bible study participating and killed him for no reason because he was sick. Now, let's examine the facts here. Did he come in that church that night with a Confederate flag strapped to his back or a flagpole? Did he come in on a horse with a Confederate flag through the door? No. Okay? What did he walk into that church with? I'm going to tell you right now. Hyped up on psychopathic drugs, prescription drugs that make your brain go nuts. Is that totally the blame? No, of course not. However, his brain was influenced, and his brain obviously was not acting or participating in a normal way, and he was severely uneducated, and he lived a troubled life. And, he had a troubled family background, and he didn't have any career plans. He had no direction, no plans for the future. He had no one special in his life. He had no real family life, and his friends were really high and by types of friends. You know, he'd check up with a friend here, go there. So he had no real close companionship. So you mix that, the cocktail of these psychopathic drugs, and his weird upbringing, and his less fortunate upbringing, excuse me, and you put that together with what's happening in the country today, and you start mixing all these things together, what you get is a cocktail for disaster. And you get someone who is sick, and makes the wrong decisions and hurts someone that didn't need to be hurt. He murdered 9 innocent people that did not, that should be still on this earth today, you know? And, I mean, I'm assured that they are in heaven today. And, you know, I really feel bad about talking about this type of subject because those 9 victims, you know, they have nothing else to say to us here on earth. But I assure you, they are in heaven. They were good people. So I will say that. So if you have any of you who think I have any type of racism in my heart or I'm saying the wrong thing, let me tell you something. That's not true. So get the liberal media and all these silly little thoughts that you've been programmed to think out of your head. I am sticking up for the Confederate flag, though. And like I said, I'm no racist, okay? The Confederate flag is a symbol of the South, not the South of slavery, okay? Let's examine why the Civil War took place. Fact, had nothing to do with slavery, friends or listeners, nothing whatsoever. And if you want to call in tonight and you want to give me your opinion on that, or if you disagree with me, by all means, go ahead and do it. Let me give the guest call in at 657-383-0616. 657-0616. You go ahead and call in, and if you disagree with me, but you know, bring some proof, bring some historical facts, not opinions or what you saw on TV. Okay, now. The Confederate flag, well, first, let's get back to the Civil War. The Civil War began because the North put high tariffs on the cotton and the products that the South was producing at that time. And the Northern banks were really overtaking the South and really oppressing the South and putting high taxes on them. And it was really hard for Southerners to live at that time. Now, let's put this in there, folks. Only 2%, and you can look this up, it's a fact, I have the stats right here, only 2% of Southerners actually owned slaves at that time, right before the Civil War. Only 2%. The rest were living in the North who owned slaves. Look it up, it's a fact. Okay, they were creating an economic hardship on the South. Also, what you also have is the Rothschild family, the central bankers, and the British really hoodwinked the South and the North. They brought over their antagonistic agents to antagonize this event, and they actually lobbied Congress because the South really at that time, because they were so poor and they were had these high tariffs on their states, they really wanted to break away and be sovereign and be independent states. Nobody said that they wanted to have their own governments and each state have their own president. That's not what it was about. They wanted to be independent and sovereign, which we hear a lot about today, and you think your state's sovereign. It's not, okay? But they wanted to, you know, progress with that sovereign issue and be able to break away from the central bankers, okay? Now, what had happened, of course, to Congress at that time, I don't know what number the Congress was at that time, but you could look it up and find. I'm sorry, I don't have all my notes with me. Like I said, I put this show together rather quickly. But the Congress at that time, they walked out, okay, and no vote was ever taken. Now, when a Congress walks out, Congress can reconvene, okay? So really, that Congress is still in existence today. See, nobody tells you this thing. You don't learn this in history class. But obviously, we moved on. And then you go into the Reconstruction Acts and stuff like that after the Civil War. But anyway, the Civil War, obviously now war begins. And we're not going to get into each detail of the Civil War because we know what happened. The North prevailed and the South surrendered. And what had happened was is the North wanted to really rape and pilferage the South. I mean, you had Northern troops still around. They would come in and they would burn down entire towns. They would destroy the businesses in the South. It was really a brutal era at that time. And what that now we're getting to the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag was the last thing the Southerners, black and white, had to snub their nose at the North. Okay, to say, you know what, we're rebels. We'll never give in to you. Had nothing to do with slavery, folks. because Abraham Lincoln, okay, had not wanted to free one slave if he had the choice. It's, he says it right in written documents. Look it up in the Library of Congress, okay? But what had happened was, is at that time, like I said, is the Confederate flag was the last, it was a statement that Southerners had. And that's why they fly it on the Capitol buildings today. Whether or not today's generation knows it or not. Now, there's a lot more to it. We're just going, what I'm doing tonight is just expressing the outline and the facts of why the Confederate flag is where it is today, okay, and what it really stands for. Now, what has happened is, over the years, obviously, people who are demented, who do not think the right way, adopted the Confederate flag in their little twisted way as a symbol of hate. Now you see these Klan groups, okay, they'll pick up a Confederate flag and fly it in their rallies, okay? Or you'll get someone, like in Charleston, South Carolina, who poses in a picture with a Confederate flag. He's a rebel. He hates minorities. He hates people who are non-white. And he flies the Confederate flag as an example of that. So he's using it as his symbol. But that's not the true history of the Confederate flag. If I take a white rocking chair and I put it in my front lawn and I say, this is I hate all Chinese people. This is my symbol. Does that mean all white rocking chairs are evil? Of course not. And I'm using a silly example because that's what this all really is, folks. Is silly nonsense, okay? Confederate flag had nothing to do with slavery, and it has nothing to do with oppression. But the problem is, today, we have this news media with a agenda, okay? They have a hidden agenda. I only have 12 minutes left, and I can't get into, world history in a whole, but we have a news media that does not explain the facts. Okay? Now let me check and see if I got anyone in the chat room here who's asking any questions, who wants to get in here real quick. Okay, no, I have nobody. So, like I said, I really didn't promote this show too much. It'll be archived and people can go back and listen. However, this issue is tearing we the people apart in America, and for no good reason. There are other important issues going on, folks. And if you listen to some of my archive shows, or if you tune in the future, because I'm going to be posting a lot of shows here in the future, you will see that I am one person in this country who knows what he's talking about. I've studied what is happening in society in a great length and a great detail. And I will have guests on in the future that will verify or even debate me. And I want you, the audience, to decipher what is true. Like I stated earlier, alternative media is the only way we're going to be able to seek out the truth. Am I saying all alternative media programs out there today are the true? Are displaying the truth? Of course not. Of course not. We got a bunch of wackos out there. I was looking at a Blogspot show that was posted earlier today. A guy called himself John the Baptist. So obviously he's not John the Baptist, but he had about 2 listeners, and of course he was spewing what he thought was true. And that's his First Amendment right, and Blogspot gives him that right and his opportunity for a platform. But obviously, with common sense, we all know he's not John the Baptist. So like I said, what we have to do is, we the people in America today, we have this internet thing, and it's really a great resource to exercise or research, what is really happening out there in society today. And we have this opportunity to voice our opinions. Like I said, there are people out there who have a lot to offer. They're really intelligent people out there with their opinions and their know-how. And when they need to be heard from. You're not going to see them on Fox News. You're not going to see them on CNN. And you're not going to see them on Channel 8. So the internet, the average person can get out there and say what he has to say. And you know what? The information is out there. Let me tell you, I'd love to sit down all day long and scan the internet and listen to what people have to say. Because at the click of a finger, I could decipher what I want to listen to and obtain knowledge from. All I have to do is type it in and ask. We are in a very important information age. The problem is that most of us out there today are walking around on drugs, prescription drug. We're eating junk. We're watching TV, being hypnotized by television programming. And we have a low moral character that's out there in society today. And we have all these entertainments that offer us no positive capability whatsoever. And we also have a very bad economy. So you mix all this together, people aren't looking to learn. They just want to have fun. And they just want to forget about reality. And you know what? If you want to save this country today, that's not the right way to think. It's not. We have got to pull ourselves together, America. You know, I'm listening to this guy on the radio tonight on Blog Talk Radio, and he's got 500 listeners. And he almost put me to sleep, telling me anything of any type of importance whatsoever. But he's got 500 people listening. Probably not true. Something's going on there. I can't see 500 people. He's not that popular. He's a nobody. I never heard of him. And like I told you, I'm a well-researched individual. You know, I look at things. I'm retired, and I study notoriously at the events of what's taking place today in society. I'm out there in public every day. I'm not a politician, and I'm not looking to run for office, and I'm nobody important. But I like to know what's going on in my community today. And so that's a little bit of my background. But I'm listening to this guy, and he's talking about nothing, really nothing at all. I mean, his show wasn't even entertaining. He's got 495 listeners. How? How could this be? You know, so I don't know. I'm going to look into that. But anyway, get back to the right subject. We got about 7 minutes left before I got to wrap it up tonight. You know, I really feel that anyone who listens to this show, I hope you obtained a little bit of information. And I really didn't give it all to you because you really can't in 30 minutes. But, you know, I gave more than a three-minute special on Fox TV, Fox News, or CNN, you know, an interview there. I gave you a little bit more to chew on. Excuse me. The Confederate flag, folks, has now, I understand it takes a personal, you know, people are just so, it's so embedded in them that it touches their heart. And it's a horrible symbol. But really, folks, it's not. If you live in the South, black, white, whatever you are, it's a Southern thing. It's Southern heritage. If you live in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, North, all the Southern states, it's the battle flag of the South. It's a symbol of heritage. It's not a symbol of hate. It is not. Nowhere was that flag used to torture slaves. Okay? So you need to really examine your thoughts before you attack someone or disagree with someone about the Confederate flag. Now, you're entitled to your opinion. That's the country we live in today, okay? But truth is truth. What's right is right. And if we're going to keep putting our personal convictions and opinions and apply them as facts, we're going to continue to see the troubles we have. This country's going down, folks. Technology's not going to save us, okay? The television's not going to save us. Entertainment's not going to save us. Music's not going to save us. Those fancy stars in Hollywood are not going to save us. The politicians in Washington are not going to save us. Only you, your family, your friends, and your brothers and sisters who are everyday average people are going to save this country. Only you. Where are going to save us to where we can have some sort of awakening in this country. Otherwise, the end times are really going to be ushered in fast. And let me tell you something, the tribulation is no joke. You know, that's a different show and a different time. But I am a rightly dividing Christian who divides the Bible rightfully. And, you know, as a workman approved unto God. And, you know, I do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am a Christian. So, you know, I don't know what your religious base is, whoever's listening tonight. I don't know who you are or what you stand for. However, that's what I stand for. Whatever you stand for, I respect. You know, if you want to get into a debate, then it's your choice to call in. However, I know what I stand for and who I am. And I'm trying to tell you that if we don't stand for what is right in this country today, we are in trouble. Big time. Big time. And like I said, the tribulation is no joke. I mean, we see what's going on out there today. We see what is happening. I mean, we see violence everywhere. We see chaos. Riots are happening like it's nothing. You know, every month, some sort of chaos is erupting in one of our cities. You know, now we're taking it as a normal news event. You know, in the 1960s, it was huge news. But now today, it's like, hey, you know, what's going on in Baltimore? What's going on out there in Ferguson? You know, I mean, what's going on here, people? Turn off the TV. Stop worrying about your car payment, your house payment. Talk to your next-door neighbor. Get involved with your family. Let's come together here. Let's wake up. That's all I got to really say tonight, folks. I'm going to pretty much wrap it up. And I'm going to close out with a little prayer tonight. You know, I want to, give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, if you don't believe in Jesus, that's fine. You can pray to whoever you want to pray for. But whoever's listening, I'm going to ask that you, you know, stay on. And I'm sorry I didn't take any calls, but I was kind of rambling on. I like this was a quick scheduled program. And tomorrow at 6 p.m., I'm going to really put something really good together. So if you want to come on and listen, it'll be 6 p.m. tomorrow. I'm going to put together a really good show. And then on my primetime shows on Sunday at 8:30 p.m., that's really a show that I hope a lot of people tune in on. That's when I get together all the family and a lot of friends and a lot of supporters, and we really express our opinions and really get into it and have a touching show. So I'm going to close out with a little prayer. And I hope, you know, you stay with me here. Dear God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope that I was able to touch someone's heart tonight out there listening. I hope that whatever I said was righteous in your eyes, Lord. And if there's someone out there who is not saved and needs help, I'm going to ask that they kneel down and ask the Lord Jesus to come into their life. Believe that he shed his blood for you. And, dear Lord, I thank you for giving me this time to express my opinions and thoughts across the internet and across the world today. I really appreciate it, and I thank you. And, you know, hopefully we gather some support and we carry on our ministry and wake people up. Thank you very much, Lord. And thank you for the people that listen tonight. I hope to hear from you tomorrow. Thank you.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders.
They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
We are in-